The recent unseasonably warm temperatures may be luring more boaters than usual onto the waters, but Maryland's Natural Resources Police and the Coast Guard warn that the water is not as pleasant as you might think. WYPR's Joe McCord has a cautionary tale.
That's Brad Stemkoski flailing about in the Potomac River off Ragged Point across from St. Mary's County. He's frantically calling for help. He and his buddy Charlie Friend had gone fishing on an unusually beautiful December 20th. Calm, sunny, temperatures in the 60s. But just as they turned for home, about 4 p.m., the wind picked up and the seas got choppy.
Next thing you know, it's over 2 foot waves with white caps, wind's blowing hard. Put the bow into the waves, going slow, knew we were gonna get a little splashed. Then we took on some waves that were about 40 degrees off our starboard, would hit us sideways.
The 15-foot recreational boat with a 75-horsepower outboard could handle weather like that. But then three things went wrong at the same time. The wind picked up, it shifted, and the engine quit.
Everything happened so quick. When all three of them lined up at the exact same time, and then the engine stopped, we got swamped from the rear, and it went down quick.
Stemkoski and Friend were telling their story at a news conference at the Coast Guard station in Annapolis to help underscore the importance of boating safety. Coast Guard Commander Michael Keene said the Friends survived only because they had been prepared.
You cannot put on a seatbelt during a car accident, and you cannot put on a life jacket during a boating accident.
Keene said they were wearing life jackets that inflate automatically when they went into the water. And Stemkoski had a waterproof radio handy to make emergency calls. The two were in 50-degree water for more than an hour. Stemkoski said he began losing some dexterity in his hands. His legs hurt. And when he tried to swim for shore, he made very little progress. And there were times when he started thinking the worst.
As the time goes on in the dark, you find yourself, your mind wants to wander, it wants to think the worst, but you gotta stay calm and you gotta have the drive to survive.
Friend, on the other hand, said he remained hopeful.
You know, I really didn't have any doubt that we would not be rescued, so I was remaining pretty positive about it.
Finally, a Maryland State Police helicopter appeared overhead. Suzanne Peak Marsh, one of the pilots, said they saw a flash through their night vision goggles.
So when we flew over them, we saw, you know, something that changed. It was a different view. But, you know, we didn't really know for sure. You know, that we made comment that that was something, but we weren't sure that we had the right coordinates.
But then they heard Stemkoski on the radio shouting, "Come back."
That's when we heard that, and that's when we started circling and got the tracker beam out and put it on them.
Aaron Cantor, a captain with the St. Mary's County Volunteer Fire Department, was on the rescue boat. He said the searchlight beam helped.
So pretty much we were just looking for that spotlight. We heard over the radio that they were out there, so we just shot across right almost to them. And we were able to find them from there.
The firefighters hauled Stemkoski and Friend aboard, hustled them to shore and to St. Mary's MedStar Hospital, where they were treated for hypothermia. Commander Keene said they survived due to their prudent seamanship. I'm Joel McCord, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.